can I put you on my email list so I can send you out something? We've never had one of them say no. Never. Okay? Now, they get the first email. Thank you for talking with us recently about your listing, because we're always calling the listing agent, right? Everybody in here call the listing agent unless you're working with the buyer's agent that sent you the property. As we discussed, and this is the actual email that they get. As we discussed, we buy about 8 to 10 houses every month. We usually pay cash and can close very fast. We buy most of our properties from realtors, and most of them are bank-owned. That doesn't mean that we're not looking for other sellers as well. Please take a minute and see if there are any other properties you think we need to make an offer on. Now, is that good? You also may want to ask around the office as well. Now, we happen to be licensed real estate brokers, Wendy and myself. But we don't participate in the commission. You know why? We want them to have it all. You know, I mean, what incentive do they have to push my deal through if I'm making an offer and I'm splitting a commission with them, and Dale's a realtor and you just made an offer and he gets to keep it all? What incentive do they have to push my deal through? So here's what's in our autoresponder. As I might have mentioned, we are licensed real estate brokers. However, we will not be participating in any commission on the properties we would buy from you. We would like you to keep all the commissions. We just want to buy more properties. Now, next, we give them a little paragraph about what we're looking for. Most of our properties, and I have this in the autoresponders that are included, this paragraph is customized to fit your particular market. Most of the properties we are looking for are going to have an after-repaired value of $55,000 to $100,000. We want at least 3 bedrooms. The more repairs, the better. We are, however, open to other price ranges and luxury homes as well, as long as we can buy them at wholesale. If you have any problem properties you just can't get sold, please contact us. Now, the next section, if you have a product or service to offer to a realtor, like a mortgage, appraiser, like we talked about before, you plug that in the next one. Check out the last line. Thanks for being a vital part of our team, and we look forward to working with you. That goes out the day you talk to them. When you enter them into your system and you get the autoresponder set up, you already have these pre-programmed in to go out every week. Week 1, week 2, week 3, and then we have 4 through 12 that goes out every 2 weeks for the next 26 weeks. You're contacting this person every 2 weeks for the next year. Now, what other investors are out there doing that with every realtor? Approximately. Zero, yes.
Are you the one that set this all up? Are you the computer person that put it? Because once you have it set up, it'll start working.
Once you have it set up, it's automatic.
Are you the person that initially is that, or did you hire somebody to come in and do this for you?
Oh, it's easy. If you have a website, included in the course is an autoresponder software program already. It's there. You just plug it in. You just give it to your website developer.
So you did it.
Now, the other thing is, if you set up with one shopping cart, it's already built in. All you got to do is plug in email number 1. Let me customize it. Put my name here, put our buying criteria here. You know, you can change it around if you want to. And you set up, this is autoresponder number 1. And it goes out immediately. Autoresponder 2, you take that, you copy and paste, you put it right in. It goes out in 7 days. Autoresponder 3, you customize it, put your name in, and it goes out in 7 more days. Then the next one is the same one. It goes out every 2 weeks. Hey, I'm looking for more deals. I need to buy something this month. What else do you have I can look at? Take a minute and ask around the office. Okay? Now, check this out. Here's how we build our dream team. Here's autoresponder number 2. I hope you've been doing well and have had lots of closings. We hope to help you with more closings as well. I just wanted to follow up to see if you had any more properties that we need to make an offer on. Is this personal? Not only is it personal, but the autoresponder plugs their name right in. It says, Dear Bob, Dear Gary. It plugs their name right in. You can plug their name in anywhere you want to. Plug their name, plug their email address, plug your email address, today's date. Anywhere you want to. It customizes each email automatically. There's nothing for you to do. As you may recall, we buy properties every month and we usually pay cash and can close fast. We are looking for more properties in your area. We have funds that we need to invest this month. Please let me know if you have anything we should take a look at or anything that you're having trouble selling. Now, here's how you're building your dream team automatically. Automatically, you don't have to do the work. Everybody talks about building your dream team. Check this out. We are also looking for good, reputable contractors and rehabbers to work on properties we are buying in your area. Do you happen to know of any good rehab contractors that we could send some business to? Please let me know, as we are very busy rehabbing houses and looking for some more good contractors. They must be dependable, do good work at reasonable prices. We can keep the right person as busy as they want. A contractor is a very important part of the team, so we really appreciate you helping us do this. Now, what if you're talking to 5 realtors a day? Second week, you got 5 going out every day. Now, not all of them are going to respond. Not all of them. 1 or 2, 3. But what happens when you start getting the same contractor names back? What does that tell you? It's a good contractor. It's a good contractor, so jump on them, right? Okay. And then the last part of it is just customizing it to fit your area. Tell them what you're looking for again. Please let us know if you see anything that we need to make an offer on today. Here's autoresponder number 3. Dear, and their name goes right in. How have you been? How have you been? We got a relationship going on now. I'm emailing them every week, right? They don't know this went out to 5,000 people. How have you been? I hope things are going well. I wanted to let you know that we're still buying a lot of properties and are looking to get our numbers up even more. Do you have any properties we need to make an offer on today? If so, please contact me with the numbers and email below. Check this out. We are also looking for another attorney and appraiser to close more properties. Do you have any that you would like to work with? We need someone that we can make a part of our team so we can send them business on a consistent basis. Is that what they want to hear? If you have someone in mind, please let me know right away. And they're building your dream. Your realtors are building your dream team for you, right? And what are you doing? You're playing golf, you're sleeping, you're doing whatever you want to. You're on vacation. It's automatic. It's automatic. Now, email 4 through 26, or 4 through 12. I just put 4 through 12, but we send them out every 2 weeks, okay? I wanted to let you know that we're still buying a lot of properties and looking to get our numbers up even more. We're also continuing to build our team of rehab contractors, attorneys, and appraisers. Do you have any more that you would like to recommend, or any other ones? We need someone that can make a part of our team so we can send them business on a consistent basis. Is that great? Now, realtors are only one source. We do it with for sale by owners too. What percent of the people out here have email now?
Everybody
has email. That's one of the things we capture whenever we're talking to a for sale by owner. Here's the for sale by owner. And to give you an idea, you basically, with your autoresponder system, when you plug somebody into your database or you sign them up, it asks you, do you want to subscribe them to a particular autoresponder? You either subscribe them to the realtor autoresponder, the for sale by owner autoresponder, the investor autoresponder, or the tenant buyer autoresponder. Now, I would say of all those, the ones that are going to be with the least amount of emails are the tenant buyer. And that's okay. Okay? Everybody else pretty much is going to have an email, right? And we have autoresponders set up to keep in touch with them for the next year. Everybody.
Do you, is one shopping cart, do you think it's more user-friendly than I?
One shopping cart is an online system, and it is what all the big e-commerce people use. One shopping cart. Marketer's Choice is another name for it. There's several different branded names. But if you go to my website, click on affiliates, it's also in the bookmarks, the link for it.
That's not set up for direct mail, is it?
Not for direct mail, no. Not for direct mail. But what you can do with one shopping cart is you can export your list and export a mailing list, okay, to a file and print a mailing label list from it. You can do that, okay? But every once in a while, we mail out stuff.
Are those autoresponder scripts an update from the February course?
There were no autoresponder scripts into February course.
Yeah, I didn't think
so. No, this is brand new. This is something we've been doing for a while, mm-hmm. but I've just put it together and organized it and made it consistent and totally automatic. That when you went to the boot camp in January, mm-hmm. this wasn't in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think I saw that.
No. None of this stuff was.
How did I miss that?
I know. I'm telling you, it's brand new. Okay, here's the for sale by owner script. You want to hear that? Autoresponder number one. This is when you're talking with somebody that's selling their own property. I enjoyed talking to you about your house you have for sale. I wish you the best in being able to sell it fast. Please do not hesitate to contact me if I can help. Is that win-win? As I mentioned, we are investors. We buy about 5 to 10 houses a month. We pay cash, can close in about a week if that best suits your needs. As we discussed, when selling your house to an investor, whether it's me or any other investor, why do I say that? Whether it's me or any other investor. Because if they called my sign, they called your sign, they called your sign, they called yours, they answered your ad, they saw your billboard, I want them to know, hey, we're all the same, but I got you on the phone. Okay? I'm the one following up with you. But we're all the same. We're all going to pay the same thing, right? As far as they know. Okay. Whether it's me or any other investor, we need to be able to buy it wholesale. The advantage is a fast sale for all cash. The disadvantage is not being able to get retail for your house. Selling to an investor does, however, prevent you from having to market your home 12 to 18 months to find just the right buyer that wants to live in your house.
12 to 18.
Based on our phone conversation, you have an idea of where we would need to be, so please feel free to give me a call if I can help. Now, why do I put that? Because I always make an offer before I get off the phone. Always. So I know I've made them an offer. I know. And they have an idea of what we need to be around. Is this still personalized? And then I say thank you and put my contact information there. Now, check this out. Email number two. I spoke with you about a week ago, and I just wanted to follow up to see how you're doing on selling your house. Have you had any offers? Now, what do you think the answer is going to be? If you have sold it already, please let me know, as I have several other properties I'm looking at and I only have so much money to work with. Is that true? I don't care if I got $1 billion, I only have so much money to work with, right? Check this out. Even if you don't sell your house to me, which, first of all, let me ask you a question. Which is more valuable, a house or a home?
A home.
A home? What words do I use in here when I'm talking about buying their house? House. Okay? I want to get them out of that home mode, the emotion, where the family is. You know? I want to get them out of that mode. There's a lot of planning went into this. Can you tell? A lot of planning. Okay. Even if you don't sell your house to me, I thought I would give you a couple ideas to help you sell your house faster. In today's market, there are less and less people who want to buy a house that have good credit and a cash down payment. It sometimes helps to sell your house faster when you offer to pay the buyer's closing cost and help to pay their down payment. Keep in mind that this only applies to retail buyers who are going to live in the property. I hope this will help you in selling your house faster. Please do not hesitate to contact me if I can help you. Now, what am I doing here? I'm giving them a tip, giving them a little idea, but also going to let them know, hey, retail's not really always retail. You know? There's less and less people that have good credit. Some of them need down payment assistance. Some of them need closing cost assistance. So they're going to have to come off of it anyway. And remember, I said this only applies when selling your house retail to somebody that's going to live in the property. Based on our initial phone conversation, you have an idea of where we would need to be, so please feel free to give me a call if I can help. Here's autoresponder number three. It goes out another 7 days automatically. I forgot about this person. I forgot about it. You know, we get calls from people. Hey, I got your email today. Yeah, what was your name? And then I have to look them up real fast and see who they are. You know? What did we offer you on that property? I'm looking for the file. Hi, we spoke a couple of weeks ago, and I just wanted to see how you were coming with selling your house. Have you had any offers? No. Did you think about the tip I gave you about paying the buyer's closing costs and helping with their down payment? Here's another idea I thought I would share. If you list your house with a realtor, it is sometimes a good idea to give the selling agent a selling bonus for selling your house. This could be anywhere from $500 to $2,500. This helps to get your house shown more often than other houses on the market because there's an extra incentive for the realtor. However, if you don't offer a bonus, you not only are competing with all of the other houses listed for sale, but now you're competing more against the houses where the sellers have offered a bonus. Man, give it up. You're not going to sell it anyway. You see what I'm saying? I'm giving them a tip, but I'm showing them it's not easy to retail a house. Now, with foreclosures at an all-time high, there are many bank-owned properties for sale, so anything you can do to help sell your house is worth it. Is that a true statement? Mm-hmm. Foreclosures are at an all-time high. Anything you can do to help sell your house to compete with the banks that are selling them at wholesale will help. I'm just building my case. I'm building credibility. I'm giving them some good info, but I'm building my case that you might as well sell it to me. Nobody else is going to buy it. Right? Is that good? Are you enjoying this?
Yes.
Okay. I hope this will help in selling your house. I have some funds that I need to invest this month. So if you would like to talk more about selling your house and closing fast, please give me a call. And here's the last one. This goes out every month. We spoke a while back and I just wanted to see how you're coming selling your house. Did you get it sold? If you have it sold, please let me know. I have some funds and I need to invest this month, so if you would like to talk more about selling your house and closing fast, please give me a call. The last one is just short and sweet, real simple. Okay? They get it every couple of weeks or every month, however you want to set it up. Okay? Now, how many other investors out there are following up with the for sale by owners after that first phone call? Gary says none, not very many. How many of you are following up every month for the next 12 months with a for sale by owner till they sell it or they die or something like that? Anybody? Can you now with this?
No. And all those emails go out.
I'm sorry?
All those emails can go out immediately as the responder. You set it up and tell it what email to send.
Absolutely. You can set it up to go out immediately when you enter them into the database, or you can set it up if you want a delay of like 1 day or 2 days or 5 days, however you want to set it up. It's entirely up to you. Once you set it up, it's real easy. It's automated. It's simple. It's simple. You won't believe how simple it is. Okay. How many out here are buying properties from other investors or in calling ads or in people calling you about your signs or your ads? You end up talking to other investors. Big percentage. Here's our investor autoresponder, and when you get this set up, all you do is subscribe them to the investor autoresponder. I enjoyed talking to you today about your investment property for sale. I wish you the best in being able to sell it fast. Please don't hesitate to contact me if I can help. As I mentioned, we are also investors, and we buy houses every month. We pay cash, can close in about a week if that best suits you. As we discussed, and I'm sure you know, being an investor, what's that doing? I'm sure you know, building credibility, you know, I'm letting them think I know what they're doing. I think that they know what they're doing. As we discussed, and I'm sure you know, when selling your house to an investor, whether it's me or any other investor, we need to be able to buy it wholesale. The advantage is selling fast for all cash. The disadvantage is not being able to get retail. Based on our phone conversation, you have an idea where we need to be. Now, if you're also wholesaling houses to other investors, here's the next paragraph. We also wholesale houses to other investors. Our inventory changes very fast because of the prices we are able to sell at. If you are looking for more property to invest in, please let me know. Is that good? Yeah, absolutely. Here's autoresponder number two. We spoke about a week ago about your investment property sale. Have you had any offers on it? Please let me know if you get it sold. As I mentioned, we're also investors and we buy houses every month. We pay cash, can close in a week. And if you have a product or service, you offer it here, and you can also plug in looking to build your dream team. Do you have a rehabber that you could recommend? Do you have a rehab contractor you could recommend?
How does the autoresponder reply, accept replies?
That's a great question, Dale. If somebody hits reply on the autoresponder, when you're setting it up initially, you put in a sent from email address. Anybody in here on my newsletter list? Okay. Who does it say it came from? Larry@financialhelpservices.com. It came from one shopping cart. Sent out 5,500 at one time. And it has your name in it too, doesn't it? Yep. Exactly.
So if they click reply, it's going to go
back. If they click reply, it's coming to me.
I know. I've seen some that I get periodically and...
That's because they don't set it up right. That's because they don't set it up right, and it's very, very simple. Mm-hmm. When you first set it up, it says email replies go to, and then it says subject line and who you want to send it to, your whole database, or if you want to send it to the realtor subscribers, the investor subscribers, for sale by owner subscribers. You know, you could go in and send you don't even have to do this. Just this, if there's one day you want to send out a notice to all your realtors, just all your realtors, you go in, you do a lookup of all the ones that are subscribed as realtors, that's all your realtors. If you have 500 in there, hey, I just sold a house and I have $300,000, I need to spend fast. What do you have? You going to get some calls?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely you're going to get some calls. Is this good stuff?
Yes. Great stuff.
You like it?
Yes.
Good. I'm glad to hear it.
One quick question, Larry.
Yes.
One real quick question. I ought to respond. Let's say you're sending something to the homeowner or to the fellow investor.
Right.
Do you have about 10 letters? They just go out, or do you have to make one up every time?
No. You have separate letters. You have the 1 through 3, and then you have the 4 through 12.
Oh, they're already laid out.
All you got to do is plug them in and plug in your personal information. I even put in brackets, your name goes here. Customize this section for your buying criteria. I'm looking for houses 50 to 100,000, 150 to 200,000, whatever you want. It tells you what section to customize exactly. But once you take 15 minutes and set it up, it's over. Are there any technophobes in here besides me? I'm scared to death of technology. And I got to tell you, this is the easiest thing. It's the easiest thing, okay? All you have to do is plug in the autoresponders, customize it, and it's automatic from there on out, okay? It's as simple as adding somebody to your database and they go out automatically. You don't ever touch it again. Okay, let's pick up where we left off. We have some tenant buyer autoresponders here, okay? The first one, I enjoyed talking with you about helping you become a homeowner. I wish you the best in being able to realize the American dream. Do not hesitate to contact me if I can help. As I mentioned, we have special programs to help people become homeowners. We have first-time homebuyer programs, down payment assistance programs, closing cost assistance programs, lease option, and rent-to-own programs. As you can see, we have a lot of options when it comes to helping you realize the American dream. Now, am I talking about selling them a house or helping them become a homeowner and realizing the American dream here, right? We're not talking about selling them a house this time, are we? We are not realtors or real estate agents. We are investors that are in the business of purchasing distressed property from banks, estates, and individuals that have unfortunately found themselves in a situation where they need to sell their property fast. Once the property is acquired, then we go through and update the property to make any necessary improvements and get the property in tip-top shape. We also strive to improve the property as if we were going to be living there because we realize that a home is the most important investment you will ever make, and we want you to be able to move in without having any updates or improvements needing to be made. The bottom line is that we want your experience becoming a homeowner to be a pleasant and enjoyable one. We also depend highly on referrals. Many of the buyers buyers of our homes are referrals from other happy customers. If we help you become a homeowner, then you will tell your friends and relatives. Because we improve our property so well, we have so many programs to help become a homeowner, our homes sell very fast. Please stay in contact with us weekly to see what we have available now and in the near future. We look forward to serving you. Now, I've done a couple of things here. In this letter, I've let them know we fix our properties up in tip-top shape. Okay, they're not going to have to worry about making repairs. It's ready to move in. You know, all the things that the wife likes to hear, right? Because who makes the buying decision? There you go. The husband always has the last word, but it's always yes, dear.
Yes.
Okay? Now, another thing we said is please check back with us often because our inventory changes. Why does it change? Because our houses sell very fast. We want to create a frenzy here. That's exactly what we want to do. We have three, four different autoresponders that go out to the tenant buyers. Here's the autoresponder number two. I enjoyed talking with you last week about helping you become a homeowner. I wish you the best. As I mentioned, we have special programs and we go through those programs. Have you checked with us lately to see the homes we have available? You can visit our website or contact us directly at the office number below. You know, we have a website for that. So if you find a home that you're on your own, that you would like to look at and would like to see if the home fits in one of our programs, please feel free to contact us direct. And we can get all the details of the property and see if it will work in our program for you. We basically set them up to call us about a house. We can buy it wholesale and resell to them at retail. Okay, autoresponder number three. We spoke with you a couple of weeks ago, all of our different programs. When you start working with us to help you become a homeowner, you better start packing. We work very hard to find just the right property for you with terms that fit your budget. As I mentioned before, if you find a home on your own, we go through that again. Check this out. I'm asking for a referral. Who else do you know now that would also like to become a homeowner? There may be someone at work, church, in your current neighborhood, or a relative. Please let us know, and we promise to give them as quality a service as we have with you because our business depends highly on referrals. Now, we haven't gotten a thing from these people, and we've sent them three emails and had a phone conversation with them. How many other people are following up like that? Is there anybody else that they can say has given them as good a customer service and hasn't sold them a thing? No. No way. No way. And I'm also asking for referrals right up front. Okay? And the last one just pretty much goes through the same thing. Now, when I asked for a referral, I said, take a minute right now and think, who do you know? If I ask you, who do you know, you're thinking of the whole world, right? But who do you know at church? Who do you know at work? Who do you know in your current neighborhood? Who do you know as a relative? You got to narrow it down. You see what I mean? Narrow it down for them. And those are the autoresponders that we set up, and we send them out to realtors, investors, for sale by owners, and tenant buyers. All automated. Done automatically. Once you get it set up, take about 10 or 15 minutes per autoresponder. They go out automatically. All you got to do is add people to your database every day when you're talking to them. Let's talk about wholesaling. Wholesaling is what we do. That's what, you know, 90% of the houses that we buy and sell, we wholesale them. Has anybody in here bought any houses from us or sold any houses to us? We buy a lot from other investors too. But most of them come from realtors. Like I mentioned, we make about $5,000 to $7,000 per deal, sometimes a little less, sometimes a little more. But we try to have our buyer lined up before we ever close on that property. We have our closing date set up 30 minutes after we're supposed to buy it. Would that be good? Being able to buy and sell really quick? That's what we do. Now, you guys that are already on our email list, you notice there's not a whole lot of properties go out on that. Did you notice that? You know why? They sell before they ever get that far. Yes?
Oh, I'm saying, I've never met you before. My husband met you out of Maria.
Yeah.
I have received these letters from you. And I go, who's this guy? He really likes you. What's going on? Letters. I didn't know you were going to be here today. But I saw one today came in.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
That's great. Thank you.
I thought they were personal.
Yeah, yeah. Because it had the name in it.
Uh-huh.
That's all autoresponders, you know. When we wholesale our property, we try to have them sold right up front. Okay? And just being on the phone with people, back and forth, and people... calling the office, we are creating a frenzy, a buying frenzy in our office. I mean, I'm going to show you here in a few minutes some of the emails that we get from other people, okay? Wanting us to make them the first call that we make when we get another property. Because when you have true deals, true, real deals, people want in, okay? They want in. And that's why not a lot of them make it to the email list. Occasionally they do. Let's talk about assignments a little bit. When you can, we try to assign the contract. That way we don't have to close in our name, pay double closing cost. However, most of the banks nowadays won't let you assign. They will not let you assign a contract. But the assignments and all were already included in the course. The actual assignment that we use as well as a generic assignment. In our assignment, I'm a firm believer in full disclosure. I don't care you know what I paid for this property. I don't care. If it's a deal for me and it's a deal for you, what difference does it make if you know I paid 40 and you're paying 47? What difference does it make? If it's worth 80 and it needs 5 in work, it shouldn't matter, right? It shouldn't matter at all. I'm a firm believer in full disclosure. Now, one of the other things that we do in wholesaling property is we have all of our buyers sign a controlled business disclosure, hold harmless agreement, and an as-is, where-is addendum. It's basically an agreement that says we're also in the mortgage company. If we're providing financing for you, a conflict of interest exists because we're selling you the property and we're making money on the loan. You can go somewhere else to get your loan if you want to, or go somewhere else to buy a property if you want us to do the loan. It's just full disclosure, okay? Hold harmless agreement just says, hey, do your own homework, do your own due diligence. We're buying this property as is, where it is, and we're selling it to you as is, where it is. We can't make any guarantees as to the condition or anything, okay? So do your own due diligence. We have all the buyers, and that's all included. Any questions about wholesaling? Yes. Not generally when we retail. When we retail, and we're getting ready to jump into retailing right now, when we retail, we generally get them to buy a warranty. So that way, any problems that come up, I mean, for the first week or two that they move in, if there's a leaky pipe under the sink or something like that, but if something happens, you know, call your home warranty company, right? That way it takes us out of the loop. We want to be out of the loop. Okay, retailing. Anybody in here retail houses? Great, great. First thing I want to submit is always get your appraisal first before you put it on the market. Gary, can I get a little bit of water? Is there any left back there? That would be great. Thank you very much. Always get your appraisal first. What if you're putting your property on the market for $75,000, but it would appraise for $82,000? You're selling it too low. Now, here's the other thing. As I mentioned in this autoresponder that we... Gary, thank you very much. Appreciate it. As I mentioned a few minutes ago, there's less and less borrowers that can qualify for 100% financing, as I mentioned in that. So sometimes you have to offer seller incentives, closing costs, that sort of thing. Okay. Now, if you put it on the market at 75, you have a buyer that can qualify for only 90%, but they only have 5% to put down. Now, where's the other 5 going to come from? From you. But if you've got it on the market at 75, you basically have to pull it off the market, raise the price, put it back on the market. What's that called when you jack the price up just to pay a seller second? Now, you're supposed to do it in advance, right? So put the house on the market at 82 and offer seller incentives. You can buy down the rate. Builders do it all the time. You buy down the rate, you can pay closing costs, you can take back a 5% second mortgage. You have a lot more options. A lot more options. Because how many borrowers are out there that can qualify for 100% financing? Big percentage or small percentage? How many out there with 90%? A little more. 90% that have a 10% down payment. Now, what about 90% that maybe only have a 5% down payment? How many more people out there can qualify for 80%? More?
More.
How many people out there 80% with 20% down payment?
About everybody. Well, they got the 20%.
How about 10% down payment?
More.
I pay the other 10, right? So all you want to do is widen the funnel to get more people to get into your system, right? So if you put it on the market at 82, which is what it's really worth, then you have a lot more flexibility. You have $7,000 worth of flexibility, right? We also look for a lot of co-signers, relatives, friends, anybody that can loan them the down payment money, people that can co-sign for them, people that can help them with the down payment. Sometimes they have a retirement account. You can tap into your 401k if you're a first-time home buyer without a penalty. Does everybody know that? Yeah, if you're a first-time home buyer. And I think that's a first-time home buyer definition is if you haven't bought or owned a home in the last 3 years. Is that correct?
Two years?
2 years. And you're a first-time home buyer. Is that great? We also have, we show you how to have home buyer seminars. Like I'm sure Gary talked to you about the private money seminars, didn't you? And we show you how to do home buyer seminars, bring in people. You can co-sponsor it with a realtor if you want to, get them to bring leads in, or a mortgage lender, or whoever, okay, to qualify your people. We also have a whole list of about 20 different down payment assistance programs. You know, there's places out there like AmeriDream. There's 20 or 30 of them. We've got a whole list of them here, all of them that we could find and that we know about. Down payment assistance programs. Anybody ever use down payment assistance? Anybody ever used it?
I have.
Okay. A lot of times your lenders will not allow you to carry back a seller second, okay? Just because you're helping them out with the deal. Well, some people got wise and said, what if we have a nonprofit and it's to help first-time home buyers and to get into property, but here's the way the program works. The down payment assistance company like AmeriDream, say if they're gonna give them $10,000. At closing, they're gonna give them $10,000, but you as the seller are going to send $10,000 to AmeriDream plus a transaction fee, which is somewhere between $500 and $1,000. But what it does, it allows the lender who is qualifying your end buyer to accept that down payment assistance because it's coming from a nonprofit charitable organization. Okay? Which, how charitable can it be if they're making a grand a transaction? You know? And it's really not their money.
It's really not. Shield.
I'm sorry?
It's like Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Blue Cross Blue Shield. Yeah, really.
Where do they get reimbursed for what they put out?
On the closing statement from the seller. It's right on there from the seller.
So, I mean, is it $1,000 plus?
Yeah, say if the down payment assistance is $10,000, mm-hmm. It's $10,000 plus the transaction fee, which may be $500 or $1,000. So the seller is sending $11,000 or $10,500.
Now, do you do that at closing?
It's at closing. If I'm not mistaken, it depends on the organization you're working with. Some of them will do it at closing. Some of them want you to send a check directly to them, and they'll hold it until your deal closes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, some of them will do that. Okay. Now, when you're retailing, everybody knows there's certain disclosures you have to do, like a seller's disclosure, depending on the state you're in, and a lead-based paint. If there's a property that was built before 1978, you have a lead-based paint disclosure. Lead-based paint, a disclosure addendum. And now they even have mold disclosures. You know, and I don't enjoy retailing properties. You know, so in dealing with consumers, there's so much. We don't even do loans for consumers anymore, okay? We do loans for investors. Investors. There's just so much you have to deal with. Now, what I want to do now, I want to take the last few minutes we have, I want to take the last 10 minutes we have, and I'm going to show you exactly how we set up our office, okay? This is how we run, how we operate. We have two people in our office that buy and sell properties. Actually, three. We just hired another guy. He started Friday. He'll be back in on Monday. Here is the flow process of what we do here, okay? We search properties. Just write down search, identify, analyze, offer, make an offer, Now, let me tell you something. It's a given that our first offer is not accepted. If your first offer accepted, what does that tell you? It's too much. It's way too much. So we know our first offer is not going to be accepted. Negotiation, contract, then we go to contract, then we get an inspection. Then we get an appraisal, and at the same time we're marketing the property. Then we get a contract to sell it. We schedule the closings back to back. And we have a whole, like, it's, I don't know, 3 or 4 or 5 pages tells exactly how we do it. Okay, we identify the property. Is it a marketable property? Is it in a low-income neighborhood or a no-income neighborhood? Okay, there is a difference. Do you have buyers in this area? Because we, for those of you that may not be familiar with us, I buy in the Charlotte area, okay? Which I haven't bought anything in a couple of months because these guys are doing it, and I don't have to. Been working on getting this course ready. But, for example, Greg, he works the Spartanburg-Greenville market. He don't know anything about Spartanburg-Greenville. He doesn't have to. It's all phone, fax, email, and FedEx, right? It's all. That's it. Now, Amy, she works Winston-Salem-Greensboro. You know, we're buying houses in Winston, Greensboro, Spartanburg, Greenville, Anderson, all around. And they're working from the comfort of our office, doing everything on the computer, phone, email, faxes. That's it. Setting up the closings. We don't have to go to the closings. We don't do any of that. Our realtors are building our team for us with our appraisers, rehab contractors, and attorneys. Okay? They're building our team. We go into a market, we start building our database, building our list. Okay? So they don't even see any of those people. But here's the way we pay our people. Okay? We pay $500 on the buy side and 10% of what we make on the sell side. So it averages out being about 20%. So if we make $5,000 on a deal, we're going to net $4,000. They're going to put $1,000 in their pocket. They average anywhere from $1,000 to $1,500 a deal. Okay?
And they're not agents, right?
They're not agents. They're not real estate agents because we buy, pay for, close, physically own the property for 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're not real estate agents. They may be able to be considered a real estate agent if we didn't buy that deal. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But we buy it. We cut a check, send it, or we wire the money to the attorney, have the money in there. If closing costs and everything was $43,562, and we net $52,288.29, we just make the spread. And then we have a payout sheet that we've included in here that shows exactly how to run the math and do the numbers. Take the HUD from the buy, the HUD from the sale, you subtract it, you subtract out anything else. And here's the kicker. We only pay our people once it's sold, not when it's bought. Okay? Because that's an incentive not to get a deal under contract and close on. Hey, I got a deal. I need my $500.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. You know, we don't get paid till it sells.
No flat salary or anything?
No. You don't need it. If he's making an average of $1,000 a deal, and that's a low average, because they make around $1,000 to $1,500. If he's making $1,000, he did 7 this month. You know, what is that? $84,000 a year, right? To sit in the office. He's not using his credit, his income, nothing.
And they're doing everything on this list? Search, identify, analyze, offer.
They're doing all that. And then me or Wendy sign off on it. Exactly. And then we show them, we have a little, here's our checklist. Is it marketable? Do you have buyers in this area? Does the property have curb appeal? Would you spend your money, and your is in capitals, would you spend your money on this house? Is that important to convey to somebody that's working for you? Price negotiating. Start at 70%, subtract the cost of money, subtract closing costs, subtract rehab, subtract $7,000, subtract negotiating room, and that's your offer. We got it spelled out right here.
And they're paid out on the HUD?
No, they're paid from us. No, there is no HUD with their name on it anywhere.
Okay.
They work for us. Investors Rehab, there is no hub because it's we own the house. Mm-hmm. It's as if you owned it and you sold it.
Yeah. Well, I've brought in partners on certain deals.
Uh-huh.
And they were more of a working partner, and I found the deal, funded it, and they did all the legwork and due diligence, and I just paid them out on the HUD as a consulting fee.
That, yeah, okay, that's a little different. See, we own it. We own it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then we get the contract. To buy, can you add and or signs? We always try to do that. Sometimes it kicks it back, but we always try to do that. If we don't have to pay closing costs twice, is that better? We just put a little bit of money in our pocket, a little bit extra. Subject to a 15-day inspection, acceptable appraisal, deposit's only a remedy. We try to set up a 30-day closing with a 15-day extension. 30-day closing, 15-day extension. We try, because you never know when you got a property that takes a little while longer to sell. We haven't had to use a 15-day extension because they all sell pretty quick. Rehab inspection. You want to bring it up to reasonable standards? Is this a landlord property or a slumlord property? Okay? If it's a landlord property as opposed to retail, you want to bring it up to good landlord standards, not slumlord standards, okay? You always want to fix it up a little bit nicer than the other ones, and we tell all our rehab contractors that, okay? Want to check everything else, the HVAC, all the mechanical. We get our appraisal subject to that repair list done. You go out and inspect it. You're a contractor. You give me the list. You're an appraiser. I give you this list. I say go out and appraise this property as if this list of his repairs are being done or have been done. Okay? Now, we don't care about the as-is value, as we mentioned. We only care about the other, right? Okay. Then we market the property. We send it out to our short list. We have a property data sheet in here where you can plug in the pictures. Then we have our property analysis. On our property analysis form, we have a projected and actual. Okay? We projected we were going to make $7,000 on this deal, but what did it actually come in afterwards? Is that good to know? Where can we make ourselves better? We have the ARV, the minus the closing costs, minus repairs, minus selling fee. We have a flow chart that we actually put up on the board. To flow, let's see here. It has the salesperson's name, it has sold to, the address, the status, inspection deadline. We want to know if we're up against the deadline, put it on the wall. Repairs, price, our price and the selling price, closing date, our closing date and the selling closing date, and how much deposit. I can't tell you how many times I've got a call from a realtor 2 or 3 months later, Larry, what do you want me to do with this deposit check? We never close on this deal. How much is it? $1,000. Just send it to me. Is that a good problem to have? We got a call a couple weeks ago. Hey, I still got this check. What do you want to do with it? Which deal was that from? Oh, I forgot about that. Send me that check. Now we have a deposit tracker log. You can keep track of all your... It's not unusual for us to have $10,000, $20,000 out in deposits at any time. We have a log. Helps you keep up with it. Now, the last thing I want to get into... I want to show you some sample emails, what happens when you create a system like this. I emailed you 1 hour and 13 minutes to get that house. I guess that you were right that they move fast. The next house, as long as you know it will make money, I want it. You don't even have to send me an email. I want it. I sleep during the day, so I try to get up and check my email every 2 to 3 hours for a house you might have. He bought one from us last week. Hello, my name is Chris. I was wondering if you would put me on your email list. I have heard you have great deals. I want to see what you have. I have tried to get almost every deal that you have sent out. I have called or emailed as soon as I hear from you, but the houses have all been gone. Are you sure these are real deals? Ha ha. I would like for you to consider the next house sold, 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 sold. We will take the house subject to a short inspection. You don't need to send a deal to anyone else. Just please give me a call first. Man, I love this. Here's another guy bought a house from us last week. So you have any properties you need to sell me today? Please give me a call. See what happens when you create a buying frenzy like that? I mean, but it's real. It's not imaginary. These are real deals. Yes, Dale.
Does Amy and Craig, do that? How about your keepers that you do rent to own zone? They still get that profit out regardless of how long.
Yes, yeah, but they would. But since we've been doing this, we haven't kept any. Now we have an agreement in our office. If anybody in our office wants a deal, you can get the first shot at the deal. But we all pay the same thing. You know, Greg and Amy aren't going to be working for free. Investors Rehab is not in the charity business. So if I want to buy one, Wendy wants to buy one, Greg, Amy, anybody else, we all pay the same thing. Is that fair to everybody? Absolutely, absolutely. With that, I really, really appreciate you guys' time, and I really enjoyed it, and thank you all very much.
Thanks, Scott.